In our call to worship today, we all declared, in unison, we will listen to what God the Lord says. That's a pretty bold statement. It not only makes a promise, it makes an assumption. It assumes that we can hear what God the Lord says. In today's Old Testament reading from 1 Kings 19, it took Elijah, one of the greatest prophets of Yahweh, 4 tries before he heard, even though God announced he would be speaking, even though Elijah was specifically listening, even though he knew he was in the right place to listen. He did not hear God in the wind, he did not hear God in the earthquake, he did not hear God in the fire. Only after those more earth-shaking signs passed by did Elijah hear God speak in a still, small voice. And in that voice, Elijah got what he needed to take the next step. God may well choose sometimes to speak in loud, obvious, and unavoidable ways, but more often, I think, God whispers. I asked 8 different people at Parkview to share a 1-minute reflection on a time in their lives that they heard the voice of God in a whisper. You might find an echo of your own experience in these vignettes, and if you do, reflect on it, share it, tell someone about it, and learn from it. And now, listen.
I remember being more or less launched into parenthood 6 weeks earlier than expected. A healthy beginning to pregnancy for Heidi morphed into a battle with preeclampsia. A frantic midnight rush to the ER and Heidi being transported to UVA in preparation for a premature birth. And then there was baby Sydney, so small, so fragile. I remember following one of the nurses down the hall transporting Sydney to the NICU. We came to the elevator. Behind, Heidi stricken to her hospital bed recovering. Ahead, the NICU for Sydney. I was flooded with so many thoughts and questions. What am I supposed to be doing? Is Heidi okay? Is Sydney going to be okay? Am I ready to be a dad? In the elevator, the nurse called to me. Are you coming? In hindsight, I can hear God's voice in those words. God's voice of presence, reassurance, direction. I am forever thankful for those words.
A time I heard God's voice in a whisper. It came to me so clearly, and it came to me with strength for the journey. It was in 2010, and Perry and I were at a point where we were trying to decide about our family. We'd already had Simon and Lucas and felt that our family was not complete, and we really wanted a girl specifically, and I was high-risk pregnancy. So in the morning, in church one morning when I was singing in the church choir, I was looking at the families and seeing all the little girls dressed up in bows and dresses, and continued thinking, is this something we should do? Is it really wise? And I heard it so clearly, so clearly over my shoulder, right here, I heard this voice say, she will be fine, Becca. She will be fine. And logically, it didn't make sense. Was I imagining it? How does this happen? How does God speak to me? And I realized I'm coming to a place where I am dropping what I think I know about God. I knew instead, I'm quieting my mind. I'm opening my heart. I'm expanding my awareness of God's presence in my life. I didn't tell Perry right away, and I pondered it in my heart, for I didn't want to manipulate him, and I didn't want to make it this, oh, God spoke to me type of thing. And I didn't take it lightly. Over the following months, I clung to those words. I clung to that whisper from God. When we had ultrasounds and discovered twin baby girls, I clung to that. And when we, excuse my tears, when I was on bed rest for 10 weeks, I clung to that promise that she will be fine. And when the baby girls were born 8 weeks early, I clung to that and I praised God, and I was so thankful for the whisper of God. It's truly life-changing and shaped so many things for me moving forward.
It was 4:30 a.m. when Ron and I left our hotel room near the hospital. We walked to the exit door that opened directly onto the sidewalk. Ron had decided he did not want to use existing transportation but preferred to walk. He was facing 5 to 7 hours of surgery, and I was facing 5 to 7 hours of wondering, wandering, and overall stress. As he disappeared down the darkening sidewalk, I felt fear rising in me. What if he doesn't get there? What if something happens to him? Who would know? As I look back now on what happened next, I realized I experienced my first God whisper of the day. Let him go. Let him go, Shirley. Let him go. I've got this. It's in my hands now, and all will be well. I remember my body relaxing. My heart rate slowed. I felt warmer. I understood at a very deep level that no matter what happened that day, God was my refuge and strength. I returned to my room and waited for the morning to unfold. Thanks be to God.
I have sensed God's voice as a whisper many times in life. Like when I sit outside alone on a warm day and watch the trees blow in the wind and feel the sun on my face. That's usually when I hear God's voice whispering, "Peace, be still." Or when I'm rocking our foster baby to sleep and she begins sighing as I hum a lullaby, God's whispering, "I hear your prayers." When I find new meaning in a song I've been singing, I hear God sharing his wisdom with me through these words. I've heard God whispering, "I love you," through many small acts of kindness from friends and family. I pray that I can also be this whisper of love to those around me each day.
Too often I have found myself efforting to hear God's voice rather than listening with patience and openness. When I completed college, I did not have a clear path of what I wanted to pursue. I worked for a number of years, saving money for the next step. During those years, I earnestly sought direction for my career path. I met with friends and family. I had several voices in my ear encouraging this or that. My own voice was in there, making it more confusing. And I wholeheartedly prayed to God for guidance, prayed that I would hear God's voice telling me what to do. I had been accepted to medical school and was also considering seminary. I met with both the pastors of my home church. Interestingly, one encouraged one path and one encouraged the other. But I was waiting and yearning for that strong wind, that earthquake from God to shake me and make the way clear. It never came. What did come was a calm, clear inner peace to move forward in a specific direction. It was gentle and subtle, but it was from God. That whisper led me to a path of service in medicine for the past 25 years.
In 1972, a pastor in the Evangelical Free Church encouraged me to leave pharmacy school to prepare for ministry. But that raised a major dilemma for me. Do I attend Trinity Evangelical Divinity School near Chicago or a Mennonite seminary? I made an appointment with Ed Stalsfus, who was then pastor at First Mennonite Church in Iowa City. And in his gracious, invitational style, he engaged us in a theological conversation. And then he pulled a book off the shelf, Guy Hershberger's The Recovery of the Anabaptist Vision. He encouraged us to read the book and then come back for a second conversation. Reading the book was like coming home. And that made the decision easy for us that I would apply to and attend a Mennonite seminary. In my mind, that conversation, which I have often referred to as a sacred conversation, was an important turning point because it helped us to recover our Anabaptist roots. Ed was a conduit of God's still, small voice.
Hi Parkview, my name is Harriet. I'm a rising senior at Eastern Mennonite High School. One of the many opportunities this school gives its students is to take an exploratory week in the spring. Last year I chose to go on Service, Silence, and Solitude led by Kurt Stutzman. We stayed in a lodge in the woods, and one of the activities that we did to help reflect and connect more deeply with God was a 3-hour-long time of solitude in the woods. Almost halfway through, I was getting discouraged. I wasn't feeling any sudden connection with God or any life-changing revelations. Suddenly, I remembered what another member of the group had shared the evening before, about how sometimes the words of songs floating through the back of your mind was a way of hearing God quietly present with you. I thought of the song that had been looping through my head the entire day, and when I actually thought about the lyrics, I realized that they were exactly what I needed to hear. If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars. Sometimes God shows through the small things, such as a song buzzing through the back of your mind all day.
It's late in the year 2012. John, after receiving yet another diagnosis from Johns Hopkins Hospital, clearly was done chasing symptoms. I sat alone in the living room with this new reality. What now? How will we know what comes next? What if I miss something? My tumultuous thoughts crashed within me. And then all became still. This thought entered the quiet. When you have an idea of what to do next, do it right away. Then you will have space to hear and do the next thing after that. Nearly 6 years after John's death, this quiet voice is still on point for me. The voice is still and quiet, whispering as it did then. I ask this of your life.